Running one of Boston's top hospitals would be challenging in the best of times. But as Dr. Kevin Churchwell takes over as CEO of Boston Children's Hospital next year, he'll be managing the hospital's response to the coronavirus pandemic. He also hopes to use the national conversation about diversity and inclusion to open more doors at Children's for minorities like himself. We spoke with Dr. Churchwell about his new role and the perspective he brings to it.
Obviously, I bring to the table diversity as an African-American, and I take that responsibility to the utmost. I must say that our identity was shaped by our father in particular and what he dealt with and had to deal with in the South. And it, you know, shaped in some respects how we dealt with adversity but also opportunity. And I hope that what I bring to the table is the ability for us to keep it at the forefront and make positive change moving forward.
In terms of Children's itself, do you see racial diversity inequities that need to be addressed or corrected?
We see it everywhere, and we have identified that we need to aggressively be at the forefront across the board, how we recruit, how we retain, who we recruit, and how we actually push forward a clear message around anti-racism, around equity, diversity, inclusion. And so we're taking it head on.
I want to ask about the pandemic right now that's affected millions of Americans and more than 600,000 children across the U.S. testing positive. How many cases has Children's seen during the pandemic, and what have you learned about handling this unprecedented situation?
We have seen primary cases and a small number of primary cases, mostly with children who have had a chronic or underlying disease. What we also have seen is a manifestation of an inflammatory process that is directly related to the COVID infection. And we've seen over 50 children with that have been admitted to the hospital that we've taken care of. They've all done well, but have in many respects have involved more intensive care. And so the major issue that we've dealt with is with our workforce. The major emphasis has been on safety, safety, safety. I say it three times, safety for our staff, safety for those that work at Boston Children's, safety for our patients, and safety for our families.
Has the pandemic impacted Children's from a financial standpoint?
Sure. I think it's affected every healthcare entity. We, for two and a half months, really shut down and became what I call an urgent emergent entity, only taking care of patients that urgently needed our care or emergently needed our care, and worked through how to figure out what we call those children that didn't fit in that category, how would we take care of them. And so that greatly impacted the number of operative cases that occurred, the number of clinics that were busy, and et cetera. And so with that, you know, we've had our issues in terms of that.
So I'm wondering, given all of this in the big picture, what your vision for Children's is, especially in light of the fact that it has been viewed as a world-class institution for such a long period of time.
That's my vision, that continue that work, to be that guiding light for pediatrics. What we do at Boston Children's does reverberate across the nation around the world in terms of pediatrics. We are looked to for the work that we do. I left Boston Children's and was a part of other really great institutions for pediatrics. But one of the questions that always came up when we were trying to answer a question of what to do was, well, what's Boston Children's doing? I respect that, and I think that's one of the most important things that I have to do is to help support our mission from that standpoint.
Dr. Kevin Churchwell, thank you very much for speaking to WBUR, and good luck moving forward.
Thank you so much.